Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Black Noise Radio. We're getting our act. Excuse me. My voice just went out, I think. We are getting our act together as we move into Black Noise Radio. We got the Super Bowl coming up. And I am conflicted because none of my favorite teams are in, and I don't know where this is going to go in terms of, the final outcome. I think Tom Brady should win the game because they have more experience, but Atlanta is the better team, and they may be thirstier as a team, but I think the angriest person is Tom Brady on the field. I really do feel as if when you look at all that he has went through, okay, you really have to just surmise that he's still mad at the NFL commissioner and the deflate gate didn't go away, and all of the punditry behind it. I mean, that's what it is. That's what it do. I'm going to play some political information. I didn't get through it all on the Marty Smith show, but I found this stuff to be very much targeted.
With the majority who may see Trump as Make America Great Again, as Make America Caucasian Again, and to the exclusion of other people. Thank you.
Thank you. Willie Compton, welcome to Upright.
Good morning, everybody, as well. Just making the comment about the last statement toward moving Jerusalem to the Roman Embassy to Jerusalem. But I just had to get the thought on that. We can call for conflict. Well, harm is good at doing that until we can resolve. We are as a people and who support, such as Saudi Arabia, Israel, and things like that in the background. But more so about here in the United States, when we talk about religion, Islam, and Christianity, we have to come back to the core root of what has been talked about and what's been taught. And in doing so, then we can see the core value of what the Creator wanted his people to do and to spread that message throughout the world, and we can be the beacon of that. When I was here in the United States, here in America, I'm 52 years old, and I grew up in town and served our country for the last 24 years. But the big thing is, when I get home, the destruction that's been caused, the name of Christianity, is where Christian countries is been devastated. It can destroy your house. All of this, please forgive me, I don't need to be mean, I'm just talking, it's just reality.
Black Noise Radio.
Ah!
know Pakistan is the Arab Indonesia, the largest Muslim population country in the world, millions of Africans and so forth. And many people really, they think it's just a little small group, but there's 10 million Muslims in America. And I think that to see people turn out in support of those Muslims who are suffering from this really unjust decision.
Right.
The last thing I want to say on that, time is not in our favor, but when a leader of a country, the strongest country in the world, the most powerful country militarily in the world, and the richest country in the world, and its political leader of that country is the strongest political leader in the world, when he calls an ex-president's decision stupid and foolish, it's just not the proper diplomatic response that you would expect from him. And it's disrespectful to a man who did a tremendous job in 8 years. He didn't say he was an angel, and he admitted we made many mistakes. We were off on certain things, but the intention of the heart was good to do the best thing for the American people.
Yeah. I'm sorry that we don't have any more time for calls for the Akbar. We're about to wrap up this segment for the Akbar. Oh, we remind folks to listen to KPFK 90.7 FM of Rising.
Jimmy Page, for real. there's only once in a while Maestro is in the house. Mr. Jimmy Page.
Always tries to go deeper in the musical transition. Marvelous production standards, I might add. Also, my name is Shane Quinta, the new assistant. We want to thank you for the great of Black Noise Radio, executive producer Marshall Flint.
Rhythmic dog, harmonic dog, out, dogs and dogs. Dogs of the world unite. Dancing dogs. Funky dog, nasty dog,
atomic dog, atomic dog.
Yeah. It didn't work, no.
It wasn't fucking no more.
And that's the reason it's a super good reason it's a little good thing for me.
I'm going to say this then in mind. If you ain't down for this DJ here, you need to step your punk ass aside.